The military's unmanned drones have been used to hunt out terrorists in Afghanistan and Pakistan and places we don't even know. But they're also being used to assist law enforcement here at home in domestic crime cases that you may not know about as well. Joining us live, John Solomon from the Washington Guardian, which has looked into this. So local police, John, are renting these drones from the Department of Homeland Security. How much is their money transferred here, and what are they using the drones for?
Good question. We don't know all the answers. We know that they're not paying for them, that the Homeland Security Department is lending these drones for free. And we know that they've been used for surveillance. We know that they've been used to execute some search warrants when local police were concerned about the possibility of violence. My favorite story is the story we lead with in the story, and that's that there was a farmer about a year ago up in North Dakota who wouldn't give his neighbor's cows back, and it led to a little standoff, and they hauled out a giant predator drone to go check on him.
Gosh. Well, you know, a lot of folks have no problem with this business with the drones. Without a concrete example of how drones could be unfairly or dangerously intrusive, folks wonder what's the big deal sometimes.
Sure. I mean, there's really three questions. One, there's a question of are there going to be unchecked costs for taxpayers? The first is, who pays for this when it goes up? If the local police aren't reimbursing the government, that means that the federal taxpayers are underwriting local law enforcement in a way that probably wasn't envisioned when we bought the drones. Secondly, privacy. Police can use these things to gain surveillance without having to go through the normal process of getting a warrant. And I think of all the things that we talked about with people, that was the thing that came up most frequently among the privacy advocates. This could be an end run around, you know, the normal costs, the normal review process for spying on people. And I think those are the two big issues that are going to resonate for the next few weeks.
Yeah, you know, of the people, for the people, by the people, this seems to go in some defiance of that to the extent that it is also intruding on their privacy.
Yeah, I think that's the big question here. And, you know, these were bought specifically for border patrol so that we could protect our borders from any intrusions, and now they're being used in local law enforcement. And beyond the fact that they're borrowing the ones that the government owns, there's a program that just was started by the Homeland Security Department to help local police buy their own drones. So it's not going to be that far off in the future. This may not be that far-fetched. A few years from now, you may be driving down the Beltway, and you may see one of these drones flying over on a police mission.
Yeah, the manufacturers of the drones probably like it because it gives the locals a taste of what they can do with this stuff, but so why don't they underwrite this program and not have it cost the feds any money?
Good question. I think with the fiscal cliff approaching, those are the sort of questions we're going to hear a lot about.
Well, when can we get our own drone?
You need a cool $500,000 to get a small one.
But let's say I were a creep and I had $500,000.
Yeah.
Could I get a drone and do something dangerous with it?
Well, that's one of the questions that is facing the FAA. The FAA has to decide how many and how often will they license civilian drones, those that aren't related to government or police. And that matter is pending right now. And there's been two recent reviews by inspector generals in the Government Accountability Office that raises questions that we really aren't thinking about all the implications for the future of drones in our skies.
Yes,
wow.
So many questions.
Amazing.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
You too, guys. Have a great week.
You too. John Solomon from the Washington Guardian.